Fuck my cock.
That was actually pretty good. Okay, testing normal voice.
Normal voice.
Testing normal voice.
Testing my cock.
Testing your cock. Is the cock intact?
No, it's gone away.
What about testing the testes?
No.
Have you They've gone all to your gone doctor off to recently?
Okay. They've gone drinking.
Okay.
They knew they didn't need to be here for this, so they said, "You know what, dude? We're gonna go out.
You're on your own.
Yeah, you're on your own today. You don't need us today. Okay, cool. We're gonna go get some food.
Nice. Okay. Testing. Needs to be over by me a little bit. Testing. Yeah. Why is it so quiet for me?
Cause you suck.
I don't suck. Well, I do.
Yeah, you do suck. But.
Okay. Yeah, we got to keep the phones away from this and away from this because we've been getting all kinds of crazy interference. Good call. You're smart. Ah! That was going to be scary.
Boo!
Okay, test again.
Testing! Playing with my penis.
Okay.
Actually, now my hand's nowhere near my penis.
Yeah, no. Don't worry, I'm not gonna hurt you.
She shoots, she scores!
my cheeks are so fucking red right now.
Yes, they are.
People think I don't get embarrassed about sex, yes, but that was
I'm
a
not
little...
the one blushing this time.
Yeah, my neck is actually blushing. Oh my god, is it like 90 fucking degrees in here?
No, it's actually very comfortable.
Okay, right on. Yeah. So welcome to Kinky and the Geek.
Yes, welcome to Kinky and the Geek. You're home for embarrassing moments.
Right. Oh, that's awesome. Usually you're embarrassing moments.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I'm very happy that I'm not the one beat red and giggling.
Awesome. That was great. I guess it was bound to have to happen at some point.
Since I got tag team last week, it had
right,
to have been
yeah,
your
we,
turn.
Yeah, yeah, we owe you a nice mellow ep.
Yeah.
So we're going to embarrass our friends this episode.
Oh, okay, yes.
Yeah, I put out a little call on Twitter. And we got some good responses.
Yes, we did.
Yeah. Because we have weird fucking friends, actually.
Yeah, we do. Yeah,
to.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, and I like that.
Goofy fuckers, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's a good thing.
You're all a bunch of weirdos.
Right. Sam. Yeah. Okay, well, okay, I'm Kinky.
Yeah, and
Flesh Vine.
And I'm the Geek, Mighty Bell.
And how was your week?
That's pretty good.
And one of these days I'm going to let you ask me first, because then you start talking, and then we start talking, and then nobody ever asks me how my week is.
Oh, how was your week?
It totally hurts my feelings.
Well, how was your week?
It was okay. I didn't do anything. All I do is work.
Okay. Well, guess what? Yeah. You'll never get asked that question again.
Yeah, okay. Fair enough. I mean, you know, truly, I'll try to come up with... I'll make shit up next time.
Right. Well, I mean, honestly, no, our weekend was at... Well, at least the day of our weekend was pretty good because we actually spent it together.
That's true. I took you to the local dungeon/BDSM club.
Right.
For your first time, which I was surprised.
I had never been to any of them.
Yeah.
Closest I had been was Frolicon.
Yeah, I mean, you know, usually you're the one who's done a bunch of stuff that I haven't done.
Right.
Even though I'm the one who's a little bit more kinky, you're the one who goes out into the world a little bit more.
Yeah, I actually leave the apartment from time to time.
I know, right? Well, I do too, once in a while. But yeah, so we went to Stations of the Cross.
Yes.
Not the
not
solemn
the,
Catholic ceremony.
I've been to that too.
Yeah, well, this was different.
Yes, a little different. Although station, you realize there is beating in both of them.
Right, fair enough.
And people putting it on a cross in
fair
both
enough.
Of them, yes.
Yeah, that is true. And the station, we observed the whipping station.
Station, yeah.
Saw two women getting whipped, which that was pretty fucking cool,
was
actually.
Rather interesting, yeah.
I
a little
really
different
want
than
to pick
I, what
up a
I
whip.
Thought it would be.
Yeah. Yeah, me too. Yeah. I thought it was going to be...
A lot of cracking of the whip. And
he did, but he did it in the air. He didn't do it on their skin.
Yeah.
he used the whip to kind of brush their skin, and it left marks.
Yeah, but I can imagine if you're doing the full-blown, you know, cracking of the whip on skin, that's ripping skin.
Yeah.
Because that's literally a mini sonic boom.
Right, right.
Every time you crack a whip, so.
So, yeah, I mean, I was expecting a little bit more of that, too, in all honesty, because I had never really seen a whipping scene, so, but it was beautiful.
Yeah, it was very, very interesting, although the Dayglow orange whip kind of threw me off. Right? Yeah.
Seems like it should be black leather.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
Or at least a darker color, because, you know, you see the floggers that come in, like, the dark purple or the red or the brown or something.
Dungeon colors.
When you see the neon orange, same. Right. The orange whip come out. Yeah.
Well, and he also had like green and red.
Yeah.
And just weird fucking colors. Yeah. I mean, not what you would think. I guess, you know, it would keep them straight in a toy bag, though.
Well, yeah, that's true.
Like if you're looking for a certain length, because he had, you know, three different lengths. I think the red ones were the short ones.
Yeah.
Am I right?
And the orange was kind of medium range, and then he made us leave for the green. Yeah. But we were happy to be sitting in range.
Yeah. Yeah. And then we sat at, or we kind of stood around the flogging.
We saw the flogging, and there was also the
electric play. And you saw the girl with the big, yummy, round ass. She was great.
Yeah, see, I hardly noticed you pointed towards me, but you're the one giving it the descriptions.
Oh, no, I was right there with you. She was awesome.
Yeah, but you were aiming that straight at me. Like, I was the one that was drooling over it. Yeah, so.
No, well, I mean, you had just mentioned her a little bit earlier.
Yeah, I pointed her out.
Yeah, no, she was a hot girl with a
gorgeous ass. Half black, half Asian, I think.
Yeah, at least,
you know, she had definitely had the Asian eyes, so you knew there was some Asian in there somewhere, but dark skin.
Gorgeous ass. And we should not be talking about people's parts. What if she listens to this?
Then she knows.
She knows. She knows she has a good ass. Right. Okay. Yeah, you're right.
But what she was wearing, she knew.
She was wearing, like, stretch pants or something.
She was wearing something extremely tight and tucked into her boots.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was. No,
she knows. Yeah. Okay, you're right. But yeah, the station we did not go to, because I kind of was wandering over there, and you were kind of like, no, I'm not interested, was the CBT station.
No, I was actually just going to follow you.
I said, okay, let's go.
You're the one that stopped.
Well, it was kind of like back in the corner.
Yeah, and I didn't think there was really anything going on, though. I don't think I saw any activity over there except for the people laying on that, like, half-moon thingy. And people standing around talking. It didn't seem like there was a whole lot going on, because there's always stuff going on in the flogging.
Right, right.
There's always stuff going on in suspension.
Impact play is just popular, and it's something that a lot of people can deal with, where they can't they can't deal with, like, med fed or things like that.
There was always involved. Something going on in the electric play. There was always something going on in suspension. There's even more going on in the knife area than anything that was going on with CBT.
Now, what about the robo spanker?
That was interesting, but honestly, if I'm going to be spanking someone,
I want
to be involved. In other words, just
it's a tactile experience.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but I do like hearing a subboy wail.
Right.
And there was one boy that they put him on a spanking horse and just let that thing go. And he actually was biting on something as he was being spanked, and he was wailing. And that was hot. It was so good.
Well, see, that's my thing, is if I'm not going to be the one holding the paddle, and it being whoever is going to be bottoming for me.
Right.
Then I might as well just be watching someone else do something. And then using the robo. I'd rather be involved than just setting up a robo spanker and just sitting there and watching.
I don't know. Because there is something, if you think about it, it's dehumanizing to be like, you're not even worth me spanking you. It would be a humiliation
thing. I guess so, yeah. But
you're not necessarily into the humiliation.
No.
So.
I get as turned on when it comes to the spanking. Yeah.
Now, see, I like it when you're done spanking and your hands tingle and they hurt the next day.
Right.
Because then you're involved with it. But I can see that being so humiliating, being like, I just can't even fucking be bothered to spank you.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because that would be, like, very psychological for a little subboy.
I guess so, yeah.
Yeah.
Just not part of the reason I get into it, so.
Right, right.
Like I said, it's like every other station seemed to have something going on, and every time I looked over where the CBT was, you know, from just scanning the room,
there
was a couple of people standing there talking in front of it, and that was about it.
Yeah. It was so packed, and I was so jazzed. I was going to do that staple corset that I was so fucking hyper about. I've always wanted to do that.
Right.
But there was just, like, no room in the club.
Well, I left before everybody else did. did because I had
to, we
I
left
had
to work actually very day. Soon after.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, considering we ended up leaving the actual dungeon area, just hanging out on the couch.
Yeah.
Doing Plucky Duck impersonations and talking about.
And that's where
other
our friend,
uses, yeah, other uses of the dungeon for.
Yeah, our friend Fiendix, and that's his name on Twitter, F-I-E-N-D-I-X, came up with the idea of dungeon laser tag
yes.
during an event.
Yes.
Hiding behind all the pretentious, self-righteous, the people who are taking themselves too seriously.
The clicky-ish.
Like, ducking behind and, you know, running around the equipment and just being general nuisances, we loved.
Yeah, that was hilarious.
We all got a good jolly about that.
Well, I love playing laser tag anyway, and one of the best places we used to play it was we had a friend who had a office space. It was basically his office that he worked out of, and it was one of these things where you had the little reception area in the area in the thing, and then you had two hallways off this way.
Oh, nice.
And then it bumped into a cubicle farm.
Oh, okay.
So, and what was really cool is because especially when the lights were out, all you had were the red exit lights going down the hallway. Cool. So you had kind of that, you know.
Yeah, that would be tight. Yeah. That's kind of like made for it.
Yeah. So, that you know, doing something like that. And then in some place like a dungeon where you've got all the little different rooms.
Right. See, that'd be perfect.
Yeah.
And especially when people are scening.
Right.
These people do tend to take themselves very seriously. As long as you're not interrupting anything with blades.
Right.
Who fucking cares? Or, you know, where, you know, a missed time could cause an injury.
Right.
Fuck it. You know, if somebody's sitting there with a flogger and, you know, somebody accidentally gets flogged on the thigh instead of the ass, fuck it. It's laser tag.
Yeah.
But, yeah, and I put out a call on Twitter, you know, asking if there was anything that we should mention. And the same friend, Fiendix, said dungeon etiquette.
Right.
And you had some good ideas as far as
dungeon laser tag etiquette. Yeah. Stuff like you never use a sub for a shield unless you first ask permission from said sub's master or mistress. Right.
These are all rules that need to be hammered out.
Right.
Otherwise it would just be chaos.
Right. Oh, yeah.
We don't want chaotic dungeon laser tag.
Laser tag, no. We want to make sure it's all orderly.
Right.
Even though we get thrown out. And, of course, the other one I came up with was if anyone in the orange comes and tells you to stop, you shoot them first.
Exactly. They should also have the sensors.
Right.
For sure.
And at least hidden on them somewhere. Maybe just slap it on their back saying, hey, you're doing a great job here now.
Right.
The laser tag sensor, and they'll be the walking target.
Yeah.
Wondering why they keep going off.
Why am I buzzing? Yeah, that'd be great. But yeah, they don't really wear orange anymore. And actually, over at that club, they're not very uptight. You can kind of get away with a lot there. I mean, it's really kind of like a mellow, laid back.
Well, since this was my first time, I have no clue. So
yeah, but yeah, I think a good time was had, right?
Yeah, I enjoyed myself. Yeah, it was kind of interesting meeting, you know, seeing some. Which is funny because I only saw one person I recognized from. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking I'm going to see people from Frolicon, considering a lot of the people who go to Frolicon live in the area.
Right.
And this is one of the few, you know, dungeons in the area, especially being Atlanta. You would think there'd be more.
Right.
But, and I only saw one person I recognized from Con.
Well, it's kind of weird because it was a different group. You know, I was going a lot.
Right.
When I was with the ex that you met at Dragon Con. And it was the same fucking people.
Right.
Like, you know, we'd go every other weekend. And it was the same fucking people. And the same two or three girls were always getting tied up and spun and flogged or spanked.
Right.
And then the same person was always on the cross. And then the same person was wearing the same fucking outfit, using the same fucking flogger she used like 2 weeks ago. But it was actually a really different crowd there this time.
Okay.
And that was pretty cool. Which you got to meet my ex-girlfriend.
Yes.
Who's lovely. Mm-hmm. She's gorgeous. And you got to meet one of my ex-subs. Although he seemed like embarrassed. I don't know if he was on the maker or what the deal was, but he didn't seem like he really wanted to talk all that much, which is fine because he and I didn't have that much in common.
Right.
You met Fiendix and Fiendix's girlfriend, Anam Kara.
All
right. And that's her name on Twitter.
Okay.
But it's Anamcarra instead of R-A.
That's the pirate error coming out.
Who else did we meet? Oh, we probably shouldn't mention their names, even their screen names. But you met two of my friends, a couple that had recently got engaged that...
But the guy in the hat that I'd actually kind of met when I went to the restroom because he said something about my kilt.
Oh, was that? Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was him. Yeah, because when you introduced me, he said, yeah, I saw him in the bathroom and mentioned and said something to his kilt.
It's hard to hear in there. You know, you catch like part of the conversation.
Deaf and I heard it.
Okay. You may have been closer to him. But yeah, they're super cool. And who else did we talk to? We talked to a couple people.
No, not really. There was one lady that was in the fur coat, and then she came out later wearing nothing but her boots and panties.
Yeah, I love her. She's a self-professed rope bunny, and her boyfriend does some really amazing things with rope.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're a really super cool couple. They actually worked a booth at DragonCon.
Oh, okay.
And this year, if they're still there, I'll introduce you.
All I know is she had a really nice ass.
And she's so fucking sweet. She's so nice. I actually met her through the ex. And then kind of lost touch when he and I split up.
Right.
But she... I'm not her friend on FetLife just because she posted a lot.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, like, when people post a lot, you've got to kind of sort through all everything that they're saying to everybody. And that's actually another girl that we met who had been whipped. It's the same thing. She mentioned my hair being pink. I thought you were there. Anyways.
Probably was, but you know me. I'm horrible with names.
Well, she's just another one of those people that just posted so much that I just had to unfriend her because it was just driving me crazy trying to sort through everything. So.
I really don't have that problem even with friends that post a lot. If they do, I just kind of, if it doesn't even come remote to what I even want to read about, I just skim.
I've gotten to the point that, I don't even go to FetLife anymore. I mean, I'm interested in if somebody mentions me, looks at a picture or something like that. Or if it's like you or Phantom or Ruka or, you know, people that I know. It's just it's a social thing and, you know.
Right. I go there because I go and check both the Dragon Con and the Frolic Con stuff. Stuff like that. But, yeah, I mean, I've only got one friend that seems to post a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And her stuff, you know, it's like I look at it. If it looks like it might be interesting, I might go and read it. If not, I just keep scrolling down to see who said what.
Right. Yeah, and I friended Chasing Amber.
Yeah.
On...
She doesn't post all that much.
No. But yeah, that was really cool after the interview last week because I enjoyed her. She was sweet.
Yeah.
She was really
cool. We definitely need to have her on again and at some point in the future.
So those were our new listeners. We actually got Phoenix to start listening, and he last I heard, he had gotten up to episode 5, and he was a fan.
Right.
So, kick ass.
Yeah. If you do listen and you happen to have tits, we'd like to hear more from you, because between our Twitter followers and the people on FetLife, it's a lot of penis.
Yeah.
And since I'm the only penis I really dig on is my own. I would like to know.
He spends a lot of quality time with his penis.
Well, considering it is attached to me.
I love you.
Well, it is.
Thank you for being my penis. You're a good penis. Sorry.
You make me think that I'm sitting there and holding it in my arms and stroking it. It's not that long.
That was such a good visual, though. That was such a great visual.
It'd be like Blofeld and the white cat just stroking my penis. And I just need a big high back chair.
You could put a little sweater on it.
Yeah. No, Mr. Bond, I expect you to die. That's not Blofeld. That's Goldfinger, but
yeah,
that's a whole different thing. But no, I don't caress it like, you know, Dr. Evil does.
I would.
His cat.
I would. That's me. I'd be just sitting around just stroking. Okay, moving on. So we also had got you your first Thai food.
Yeah.
Today.
That was good.
Yeah. So you like the Tom Kha Gai soup?
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, I love that.
There was a funky flavor to it that I couldn't quite place it.
There's coconut milk.
Well, yeah.
So it's a little bit coconutty, but I also...
It wasn't that. It was
there's
almost
lemongrass.
Like, maybe that's it. That's probably it.
Yeah, kind of herbal and lemony.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was definitely it. That was
it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not going to be, it's not like the first on my list. It's not going to be like the first thing on my list, hey, let's go get.
Right.
But if someone says, hey, let's go get.
You know what to order.
Yeah, or at least I don't have any problem going and getting it. I'd never had it. And the way I am, and I may have mentioned this on the cast, is I don't mind trying new foods, but I want to go with someone who's at least got some knowledge, so I don't end up with something that will make my colon.
Right. You know, hey, let's all go get
a napalm sprayer at the next day.
Hey, let's all go get Colombian, and nobody has any idea what's on the menu.
Right. Yeah. With my luck, I end up getting, go to Indian, get the hottest curry there is, and I'm spraying napalm out of my ass the next day. Yeah. You know?
Which generally will ruin your life.
Yeah.
For the most part. Yeah.
Or at least the day when
start
singing. What was the one comedian was saying? That's not sitar music. When you go to the king, there's one, I can't remember. He's one I always recognize, and he's got one of my favorite lines because he's a big dude. He's talking about going and eating like all-you-can-eat places, and goes and gets Chinese, and they come out and he's like, "You'll be here for an hour. You get out. You no more food for you."
I know the guy. Yeah, he's kind of goofy and kind of.
Yeah,
I totally know the guy you're talking about.
Talking about how going and get Indian. And because of the spices, that's not actually sitar music in the and when you go to the bathroom, that's not sitar music they're playing. That's the people in the bathroom.
I love it, Dean.
It's probably very tasty, but it does have the reputation for being kind of spicy.
And in all honesty, I eat it a lot, and nothing I've ever eaten, aside from a few instances of vindaloo, have been prohibitively spicy.
Right, but that's the general joke from it. So I'm willing to try it. I mean,
yeah, and I think we should. I think that you would like it.
Right.
It's delicious.
Yeah.
So then we started talking about, and I'm just reading off of a list because I was like, there's all this funny shit going on that we've got to mention. So I listed it because I'm type A.
Yeah. Very anal.
So
we're not talking about lists.
Yeah. That goes. Yeah, that works. Yeah. That totally works. So then we started talking about, Phantom has never had Thai.
Thai, yeah.
So I mentioned on Twitter, we've got to get some curry in you. At which point, Scottums comes up with curry in you or curry, quote, in you.
Yes.
Yeah. And at which point we started talking about sex scenes with Tim Curry.
Yes. I said, does that mean you're talking about getting him to have sex with Tim Curry?
Yeah, which is hot. I'm so all for that.
Although the funniest thing...
But I want to have sex with Tim Curry. That's the problem. Like,
well, you can both have sex with him. I'm sure Tim Curry can perform.
I wonder how much that would cost.
I don't know.
Should we call his people?
Yeah, let's call them.
I love that man. Yeah, I swear. And I was just saying, I don't care how old he gets. He opens his mouth. I hear Dr. Frankenfurter. I envision him in lingerie. And I want to jump on him.
Right. Well, the two things I've seen that I think are actually the coolest was, one, someone put up actually a concert, Tim Curry in concert, where he's actually doing I'm Going Home.
Oh, yeah.
Which
okay.
he sounded, and we're talking, this is 79, 80.
Uh-huh.
And when he was actually doing his musical career, because he actually had some...
Really?
He had an album out, yeah.
Really?
La Rock.
La Rock?
La Rock. Yeah, you've never heard that song?
No,
I have to. You may have to find a legal copy of it and legally obtain it.
I will surely have to legally obtain
it from iTunes, yes.
Yeah. Because I love paying for my music.
Yes. The other thing is when he hosted Saturday Night Live.
Uh-huh.
And
that I remember.
He was the monologue they always do in the beginning. Mm-hmm. And this is back when Eddie Murphy had first started. And they have Eddie Murphy come out on stage sweeping up because they're talking he's the new black, cast member, but they don't write a bunch for black guys. So he doesn't get to work. And he goes, Tim Curry goes on a rant. He goes, You know, Rocky Horror almost stereotyped me, but I made sure I did one thing.
Mm-hmm.
You never saw me in public in lingerie. And that's what people need to see you. Is never be seen in public as a black man. About putting white shoe polish on him. Thank you, Mr. Curry. And it goes off.
Okay.
It was hilarious.
You know, the humor in the 70s was just so different.
Oh, this is 80s. This is early 80s, but 80s.
Yeah, still the times were just so different.
Oh, yeah. Well, do you think about this? We actually got talking about this going up to Chattacon.
Mm-hmm.
We got into a talk about Blazing Saddles. And how Blazing Saddles will... You could never make Blazing Saddles now.
Right, right.
Not in the same way. Considering that when they play it on TV,
right.
they cut out the fart scene.
I don't remember the first.
If you want, it's a scene.
It's been so long since I've seen it.
It's a scene where they come in, and it's the camp of the basically the bad guys. Right. What they're doing, and they're all sitting around the campfire eating beans, and they keep leaning up and farting.
Uh-huh.
Well, if you see it on TV, you see all the people leaning over, and some will literally just stand up like this, you know, kind of the stand squat thing to let out their gas.
Uh-huh.
There's no sound.
Oh, that's stupid.
Yeah.
That's so stupid.
Especially considering Slim Pickens comes out going, woo! It's like, give us more beans, Mr. Taggart!
Yeah,
it's like,
no, no
you guys have had too many already.
Yeah, that makes no sense.
And just some of the stuff, especially, you know, so the way the town people, you know, the sheriff is a bong. Is
yeah.
it, what's he saying? The sheriff is near.
Now, see, that I agree with. Like, the N-word just makes my ears bleed.
Well, the thing is...
I can't even hear it without just cringing.
Watch
feeling
the
hideous.
Behind the scenes of Blazing Saddles. They did it on purpose.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, still, I have a hard time. I've got, like, a whole story about that from when I was a kid.
Right.
Where... Okay, not to get into anything too deep, but I had a brace on my legs when
right.
I was, like, in the second through the fourth grade. And it was weird looking. I had, like, this bar between my legs because I've had all kinds of hip problems.
Right.
And I looked totally different from all the other kids. Like, all the kids thought that I was belonged in the special ed classes and everything like that.
Right.
Because they just didn't get it. And the only kid that really kind of got it was this black kid. And he told me, you know, he was like, they call me the N-word. And he's like, but I just don't let them, you know...
Right.
I don't let that affect me because they just don't understand. And it was like fucking profound. I mean, I was like, God, 7 or 8. And so I've got like a special weird relationship with that word where it makes me cringe.
Right. But so. they were using it in a reason. I think someone had a problem with it. But you have to realize one of the screenwriters for Blazing Saddles was Richard Pryor.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
Oh yeah, and he used it. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know, African American people today use it, and that's fine. I get that, but
right.
it freaks me out. You know, but then again, as a lesbian, I would use the word dyke all the time, and I still do because you know I fucking paid my dues there. Come on, I get to use the word still. But if a straight person says it, it's
right.
different. It really is different because they don't have the. The history and the culture to back it up.
Right.
You know what I mean? Or fag, which I tend to not use because I'm not a man. I don't, you know what I mean? I've never been that side of it.
Right.
But yeah, I like the word dyke. It's very guttural. Sounds sexy. Sounds sexier than lesbian.
Yeah.
Lesbians are the ones who sit around and,
what's that
you know,
one? There is a lesbian
who
comedian.
Who had painted fingernails. That was not me.
Right. Well, there's one very, the female lesbian.
What color hair?
Well, it's always close crop, dark.
Oh,
very, very, very butchy looking. Yeah,
Margo Gomez.
Yeah,
I think,
where
yeah.
she's talking about how she hates the word lesbian because it sounds like someone you'd call when someone would break down.
Yeah,
honey, the dishwasher. Yeah,
yeah,
the dishwasher's on the fritz. Time
yeah.
to call a lesbian.
Yeah. I like dyke because it's just more. It's just sexier. It's just a better word. But yeah, the lesbians are the ones who sit around and watch the L word and. Drink wine and paint their fingernails and wear lipstick and everything, and I wasn't that type.
Right.
I was a different type.
Neither was I. Never, never like that.
You're just a totally 100% different brand of lesbian.
Yes.
Or dyke or
yeah.
what have you.
Yeah.
Yeah, the male type.
The male type, yes.
Which doesn't count. Yeah, that is like the worst joke. That used to just infuriate me. Guys saying, well, I'm a lesbian because I like women. I'm like, really? Show me your vulva.
Yeah.
For real. I want to see some fucking fallopian tubes or shut the fuck
what,
up.
What was it? There was, I forgot what movie it was, but he's talking to a girl and going, yeah, I have a terrible secret. I'm a closet heterosexual.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry. God, that was a tangent, wasn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. Well, we've got an hour to kill. Why not? It's kind of like we have a set pattern, but we don't actually always stick with it.
Yeah.
And usually when we go off it, that's usually when something more interesting shows up.
Yeah, if you say so.
Well.
We talk a bunch of shit. I don't know if I'd call it interesting.
Well, we obviously have people that are downloading it and listening to it.
Yeah, fair enough.
So then someone finds it
that's
interesting.
That's not saying much about them.
Don't degrade the listeners.
They're degrading themselves by listening.
That's because we're fucking awesome. And you know that's a lot when I'm the one saying
it. I know we're awesome. I'm totally kidding. Yeah, we've actually got Javador, who's been leaving comments. He's the only person who's been leaving comments
on our blog
on kinkyandthegeek.wordpress.com.
Use it, bitches.
He's the only one who's left comments, and he left a comment saying, wait a minute, let me bring it up. I love listening to Kinky and the Geek while doing my Wii Fit workout in the nude.
And I just don't want that picture because that's Ruka's brother-in-law.
And sometimes we record doing our Wii Fit in the nude. Or we should.
Oh, maybe we should. Well, neither one of us actually own Wii Fit to begin with.
No, we should just exercise.
And since we are recording from the palatial back of a store.
Right.
I don't think either one of us really needs to be nude at this point.
I'm seeing lots of hyperventilating, too, with the working out.
Yeah,
so,
we're a couple of big people.
Yeah, we are not healthy. No. we are not healthy.
Especially considering, even though the place we do record on, it's not exactly the hoppinest place at this point in time.
Regardless, there is a window.
Yeah, there's a giant window. Yeah, and we don't really need to be that. Yeah, we don't really need to be doing the naked and drawing the crowd because then we end up being the Today Show of podcasts.
Right. Which is okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially if we're naked, that'd be kind of fun.
You know me and my junk in public.
Do I know your junk in public? Have I met your junk in public?
No.
And I don't remember.
And that's the point. Yeah, I see. Keep my junk is for private use.
I think at Frolicon, your junk is going to have to
make a public
appearance.
No, because see, you were asking me if I'd feel safe between you and Aruka and the masturbation party. Aruka would never go into the masturbation party.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She's awfully shy too. I don't understand you shy people. I kind of do. It's not like I'm, you know, aching to go into a room.
It's the whole
jerk off and
grower not a shower type thing. And
well, but I mean, what you think it's all, you know, men hung like horses in there?
I don't know, and I don't care. It's my own hang up. I mean, it's. I'm trying to do better, and I don't think I've announced it on here, but I'm trying to get away from the whole self-deprecating.
Yeah, see, that's like one in 300 men. You know what I mean? Otherwise,
Yeah, but it's that one man that's
you're
fucking
doing
using
well.
It for that.
No, you're doing well. Yeah, see, that's the problem with watching a lot of porn.
Yeah.
Is you get those unrealistic, you know, and the women bleaching their assholes. What the fuck is that? I mean, a pretty pink asshole. Like, I get it. It's
right.
Pretty. But it's not right, and it's not natural.
It's an aesthetic thing. I mean, it's the same reason why they don't use guys with small dicks in porn, whether or not.
Yeah, I mean, like,
it's
really,
because it's a whole aesthetic thing. It's a visual thing, and it's a.
But we've got the same issues, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like, oh my god, my asshole is actually brown. I am terrible.
I have no idea what the color of my asshole is, to tell you the truth, and I don't give a shit.
I really don't know either. Yeah, so Phantom sent me a link.
Oh, Lord.
You rotten fucker. That, I gave him all kinds of shit about it. There's actually a product. God, I wish I had it up. I wish I could save the link or something. But it's dye that you can use to dye your vulva, your labia, to give them that healthy young glow again. And there was like, okay, seriously, there was Marilyn, Betty, and I forget who the third starlet was, but
right.
And they're all various shades of pink. And he was like, "You need this." I was like, "Fuck you." I said,
well,
"You're never seeing my labia again, you bastard."
Well, see, the thing is I think it all has to back again with the whole youth culture thing.
Yeah.
It's the women. I mean, because there are women, there are products to try to tighten up,
right,
their vagina, right. You know, type thing.
There's surgery. I mean, people get vagina lifts, which is insane.
Bejazzled. Sorry. There's actually a clip, you can find it on YouTube, where they had Jennifer Love Hewitt on Lopez Tonight.
Okay.
They were talking about it. And they were actually getting into the whole paparazzi and tabloid thing and feeling bad about yourself. And she's got a book out talking about romance because she has dated. I wouldn't say she's dated a lot of guys, but she's had a very public relationship, love life, right. Because she's been in the public eye since she was a teenager.
Right.
And she actually talked about, I think her last breakup is she had a friend of hers jewel her vajayjay, as she says it.
Okay.
Basically put like the crystals.
The rhinestone
type things in her hair. So she called it vajazzled. Her vajayjay.
And that was a breakup? How?
No. It was something. It was like a beautification type thing to make her feel better after the breakup. Yeah.
I thought she took it to the guy and said, "Look, I've got jewels now." Yeah,
it basically looks like a disco ball. Of course, Jennifer. George Lopez is going, "Who says disco sucks? I love disco."
No, that's outside of my realm.
Yeah. Well, it's just.
I don't.
It's a beautification thing, but no, it's there's all these little things that people are doing because sometime in the last 10 years, someone realized that the 15 to 24 market
have
a lot of disposable income.
Right.
That it's all become very
predatory, based on low self esteem.
Well, not just that, but just the fact that they're catering towards the younger generations now.
Yeah.
I mean, the CW. If you look at the majority of their programming, everything is skewed for the 18 between like the 16 and 25 demographic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, almost the same way that MTV, but MTV's always had that tried to shoot for that graphic, and they've changed, but it's become more widespread that it almost seems like that if you're over 35 or 40 nowadays, you're not relevant, because this was actually a discussion we had.
Okay, I just turned 35, and we're fucking relevant.
I'm 40.
We are fabulously fucking relevant,
right.
So fuck them.
So, it's not just that, but it's also an attractive thing.
Right.
And I got into a discussion with a guy I work with at job two, and got to thinking, if you really look at Hollywood today, there is no Clint Eastwood. There's no new Clint Eastwood. There is no new Lee Marvin. There is no new Charles Bronson. Someone who may not be the pretty boy.
Right.
But is the two-fisted, I'm going to just jack you up guy. Because it was one of those things where when they were talking about doing the A-Team movie, and you think about the guy who played Hannibal Smith, George Peppard.
Yeah, not a pretty
guy. There's not really... Well, he was handsome back in the day, but when he was...
Right, but he's not... Yeah, he's very girl.
I mean, where... Or Steve McQueen, who was... He had handsome, but also he could play rugged.
See, yeah, I'm trying to think of examples.
And you really don't see...
Yeah.
If you look at some of the stuff, like The Dirty Dozen.
Right.
If you did a movie like The Dirty Dozen, who would you get... Unless you went and found like an entire crop of young actors that weren't pretty boys.
Harvey Keitel.
He's getting up there. You look at Clint Eastwood.
Mm-hmm.
He's gotten up in there years where although he's still kicking ass, there is a point where he's not going to be able to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Harvey Keitel's getting up there where he can still do the
kick
ass. He can still do the kick ass at this point.
Right.
But there is no new, because Eastwood always looked like Eastwood. Bronson always looked like Bronson. Lee Marvin always looked like...
your boys in Boondock Saints? They're not traditionally sexy.
And how much work are they getting?
Yeah, fair enough.
I mean, that's just it. It seems everybody is going... You can get away
towards
with something.
Towards pretty.
Yeah, they're going towards even...
Well, Johnny Depp.
Right.
You know,
I mean, even the guys that do Supernatural.
Right.
They're very good actors, and they can get to rugged to a point, but they're still pretty boys.
Thinks they are like drop dead sexy, and I just don't see it.
I think the guy who does play Dean, I think maybe one of the Jarrett Atkins, I think is his name.
Uh-huh.
He's kind of got the model look, but he does look like he could be,
another
Steve, another a regular Steve, like a Steve McQueen type guy.
Oh yeah.
When he gets a little older. So
I can
but
see
you
that.
Just but that's the way Hollywood has gotten. You don't really see
what Willem Dafoe?
But he's already established now. I'm talking about of the younger group.
New,
the,
yeah, like the, you someone know, new coming out.
Because like I said, well, Eastwood, what's funny is there's a story that Burt Reynolds has told on some of this stuff where him and they were both working, I think, Burt Reynolds was working on Apache.
Uh-huh.
And I forgot, Clint Eastwood was working on something. They got fired on the both days, mm-hmm. on the same day. And they okay. were both in the same room. They basically said that they were firing Clint because of his Adam apple, because his Adam apple was too protruding, and he wasn't. Okay. He did, and that, and they basically told Burt Reynolds flat out that he couldn't act.
Well,
and then when they walked out, Burt kind of it was a walk into their cars, and Burt just kind of looked at Clint. He said, I just looked at Clint, and he goes, you know, you're fucked. And Clint's like, what do you mean? He goes, at least I can learn to act. You're going to be stuck with that. but yeah, even Burt Reynolds.
Uh-huh.
I mean, he was a handsome man, but he wasn't what you would now consider
right
handsome.
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to think of like middle aged.
You're getting our age and older.
Uh-huh.
You still have those guys, but they're already established. But of this new group, you really don't see a whole lot of.
See, I'm so out of touch that I'm having a hard time thinking of anyone. Okay, actually, Heath Ledger might have been a good example because he's not a traditionally good-looking guy.
Yeah, he would have, and he
his
was.
His face is a little rough.
Yeah, he was getting up there, but
he
unfortunately,
was a character.
Yeah.
I mean, his face
he did
had
have
character,
a very character,
but he wasn't like traditionally handsome.
And see, that's the interesting thing is some of the better like two-fisted action stars.
Uh-huh.
You know where they're coming from?
Where?
Wrestling.
Oh, okay, right on. Oh yeah, like The Rock or
The
yeah.
Rock. Well, yeah, but they're also newer guys. John Cena. Who's uh-huh. actually, from people are saying, is actually pretty decent. And
okay.
he's getting a lot of roles. He actually did the first Marine, got some really good reviews on mm-hmm. that. He just did one called 12 Rounds. Mm-hmm. He did a episode of Psych.
Okay.
Which was kind of funny because the guy who's faking to be the
yeah,
psychic,
right.
he's playing with it. Oh, what's this? It's like, that is an anti-tank weapon, and you're pointing it at yourself. But yeah, it's kind of interesting that they're having to go. Well, then again, WWE has actually started up their own studio, mm-hmm. so they're cranking out these kind of straight to video, you know, two-fisted action movies.
It.
Yeah,
yeah, people buy it.
So,
well, what about like Colin Farrell? He's not traditionally pretty.
Yeah.
I guess that depends on your definition of pretty, though.
Well, yeah, I mean,
I can see a lot of women who would think he was.
Yeah, that's just it. But then Colin Farrell is also got that the accent.
Yeah. Okay. Fair enough.
Because he was talking about Dinner for Five.
Yeah, that makes sense.
He was talking about that where he would go out to bars in L.A. and he would either end up drinking all night with fellas or out getting laid because of his accent.
Right, right. Yeah. Oh, I'd use it if I had it. Yeah, for real, though.
Oh, believe me.
Yeah.
If I had that crutch, my ass would be using it hard.
Hey, damn, Skippy. Okay.
Yeah.
God, there's no way to segue into these other things on
go
my
ahead,
list.
Go ahead. Just do it.
And I have to, because it's on the list.
Do it.
I can't not do it.
Do it.
I was going to talk about Aston's videos.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Jesus Christ.
I love you. You're the best. So Aston sent us these two videos, because, again, I put out that call on Twitter, seeing if anyone had anything they wanted me to mention. And
well, the first one I know has been making the rounds on Twitter for at least a week or so.
That shit's funny.
It's a anti-sexual abuse video starring
Henry Winkler
playing both himself and the Fonz. And I don't know if it's edited that way. Someone just took it and kind of chopped it up and turned it into that way.
Yeah.
Or if it was originally filmed that way.
No, I think it was originally done that way because it was all very period.
It was a very... you would think to really get through to these kids that you would have to make them drop the same acid
right.
these filmmakers right, were doing
right.
when they were cutting this damn thing.
Well, and the video is called Strong Kids, Safe Kids. It's on YouTube. Do a search for it. And we'll also put the
link on the
show
WordPress,
notes.
Yeah.
Fucking funny. Okay, especially my favorite part is the guy sitting on the slide.
Singing about the penis and...
Yeah, penis is the proper word.
Yes.
And vagina, but some people call it Virginia.
Virginia, yeah.
Or, what was it?
Vulva,
no,
that was
vulva
saying. Vulva was the proper word, but some people called it
vagina
and
or Virginia.
Virginia, yeah.
Yeah. And then anus. Anus is a very useful thing. Is the oh my God, that shit was funny.
And the fact that someone sat down and wrote that song.
Yeah, right? I just blew a snot bubble. I laughed so hard.
Okay, so rocks, if that you're keeping gross. Track, that's one snot bubble.
I'm sorry. Does rocks do the snot bubbles?
It was a running joke. We're talking about Red Dawn and Patrick Swayze's snot bubble when he's crying.
Okay.
Are you playing it?
I am, and I don't know if this is going to violate some more words.
Well, Chuck versus Mao played that.
Did they?
Oh, the Mickey Mouse Yoo-Hoo. The creepy Mickey Mouse video.
I haven't heard it yet. Don't be appalled, because that's what they're called. And each of them's the proper word. Don't be appalled. For private parts. Creative discomfort,
which I believe should be the true name of this video.
Right, right. But yeah, check that out. It's Strong Kids, Safe Kids.
I'm telling you, it is. Yeah, I could say it was period. It was period. So we're talking late 70s, early 80s.
Basically, well, the Fonz. Henry Winkler shows up first as the Fonz.
So yeah, it was late 70s.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could definitely tell this was basically made by hippies that are started.
they're sitting around smoking. Yeah. Like, oh, we should totally
considering a lot of the public television workshop people.
Oh, yeah.
Back then were basically holdovers from the 70s. I mean, because face it, Jim Henson was a hippie.
Oh, for real, though.
Which does not take away anything from my love for Mr. Henson.
That doesn't take away. In fact, it adds to it. He wouldn't have been able to come up with the shit that he came up with without a liberal dose of some yummy drugs.
Have you seen his other film work outside of, like, Sesame Street? He did some, like, college stuff.
Oh, no. Oh, no. God. Well, I've seen, like, the Henson, like, Labyrinth and...
No. We're talking. This wasn't even anything to do with Muppets. This was some video stuff. They showed it at one of the Meat Coffee Film Fests. And it was like, oh, my God, yes, Jim did drugs and did lots of drugs. I think he did drugs on top of drugs because...
Well, that explains Janice. Janice cracked me the fuck up. She was just like, hey, like, Janet, stoner girl.
Fucking
Janet, yeah.
Yeah, Janet. Fucking, whatever the, Smugly or whatever. Uh-huh. The tall, hairy.
Uh-huh. I would so hang out with those people. I would so totally hang out with those
people. One of the full body Muppets.
Yeah.
Sweetums.
Okay.
He was the tall, almost all brown. The end of the Muppet movie, he's the one that comes running through the screen.
Okay.
He's like, oh, I finally caught up with you guys. He was the big, strong
monster Muppet.
Yeah. Was
he pink?
No. He was brown. He was like, I gotta figure it out. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I totally know who he is. Yeah. I totally do. I can.
That was actually my mom's favorite.
Okay.
Sweetums.
Okay, right on.
You didn't see him much on Sesame Street, but he was part of the Muppet crew.
Yeah, let's not go into the whole Chuck and Phantom X-Men Muppet conversion. Right. Yeah, we won't go into that.
Now, why'd you even bring it up?
I don't know.
Okay.
Just because we're talking about Muppets, and I wanted to let them know it has nothing to do with the fact that they were.
This was organic.
Right, right. This just flowed. So, you know.
Yes.
Okay, the second video that Aston sent.
You know, I don't think I have a problem with following this. You know, I'm not a real cause person, but I think I can follow this cause pretty good.
I think I can handle it. It's from, the user is Sarah Benincasa, which I've never seen her comedy.
Mm-mm.
I'll be looking for it.
Yeah.
Because she's fucking funny on this video. And it's Don't Give Pat Robertson a Hand.
Yeah.
And her protest for his little comments on Haiti.
Yes.
Or to not give him a hand job.
Yeah, so quit the hand jobs. Even when it comes time for the time you normally give
Don't give him his hand job.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she was saying something about when she would give him a hand, she'll miss when she was giving him a hand job, the sparkle in his eyes. He said, I hate you. And
yeah, I hate you because you're a woman.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, Pat, you're such a charmer. Well, that look of disdain when I didn't cup his balls.
Right, that look of hatred.
I didn't cup his balls.
So that one is called Don't Give, Don't is in parentheses, Give Pat Robertson a Hand. Thank you, Aston. You always come up with weird shit. Yeah, we love that.
It makes you wonder what he does during the day because he just comes up with really weird shit all the time.
Right. And I dig that in a person. That's really cool. And that's why if I'm ever, you know, on his hemisphere again.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, that sounded dirty. If I'm ever in the southern hemisphere again, then I will check it out.
Right.
Yeah, as opposed to like up on his
hemisphere. Yeah, I'll make sure I talk to him when I'm up on his hemisphere.
Right.
Yeah, hemisphere. I just find the large-breasted, goth Japanese girl, otaku girls on YouTube.
Uh-huh.
Hannah Mitch.
Yeah.
She's this. I don't know if I've shown you her.
I don't think so.
She's she was a girl who actually started her vlog when she was studying in Japan.
Uh-huh.
And she basically talks a lot of the Japanese culture and stuff, but mm-hmm. she's literally take a very large breasted
mm-hmm.
Goth girl
uh-huh.
with cat ears and uh-huh. like the Japanese eyes type thing,
mm-hmm.
Talking about Japanese culture and stuff like that.
You know, I found out what otaku means. I watched a show called Manga Mad.
Right.
Which, first of all, inspired me to start collecting some because I've never really seen any that I loved.
Right.
But there's this one artist, Junko Mizuno, I want
to
say.
You're in Aruka's
yeah,
territory.
I need to talk to her about
yeah.
it. Yeah, that I want to try to collect. And when I go up to Baltimore next week, I want to go, we're going to a place called Atomic Books. I'm going to see if they've got any.
Okay.
Anyway,
well, you can bring that up when she's... Well,
yeah.
We have her next on the cast.
Yeah, so it's on Hulu. It's a movie called Manga Mad, or a documentary called Manga Mad that just talks about manga, and then it goes into hentai. And otaku is basically the Japanese word for geeks.
Yeah.
Yeah, for people who just take it way seriously.
But the thing is in America, otaku has become to known as someone who is really big into the Japanese,
right.
especially manga and anime culture.
Right, right.
So it's basically putting the, where they just call it geek in general, it's become to know, and it's a self-described name, too.
Well, they were saying that there are some people who are still insulted by it.
Really?
Yeah. It hasn't been embraced the way that geek has been embraced in the U.S.
That's almost like the whole Trekker Trekkie thing, and where people... There are people who will get upset if you call them a Trekkie. No, we're not Trekkies. We're Trekkers.
I didn't know that.
Yes.
Really?
You've got two movies to rent.
Mm-hmm.
Or
I
borrow
think one
or
of
something.
Them's on Hulu, actually.
There's Trekkies,
uh-huh.
and then there's Trekkies 2.
Okay.
Trekkies, and well, we've talked about Trekkies, and that seems to more in the American,
mm-hmm.
and then Trekkies 2 goes more international about
okay.
the Trek phenomenon.
Okay.
But yeah, there's open, and even before that, there were people who would have had problems with the term Trekkie,
okay.
because it was used as a derogatory term, and it's like, I'm a Star Trek fan. I don't give
right.
a shit if you call me a Trekkie, a Trekker,
right.
and you know, ass fucker. I don't give a shit. I don't care what you think. I enjoy what I enjoy.
Right.
And if
right.
you don't like it, you don't watch it.
Well, see, there are people who define themselves by their geekdom. And I know a guy who takes it so seriously that he would maybe
okay.
be one of those people who would have...
Seriously comes in the form of a tattoo.
Yeah.
Why I did
well,
that, I don't know.
I mean, he's a little bit more into it even still, even though he doesn't have a tattoo. But I'll have to ask him about that. I'll have to see what he thinks. But
I think if you start identifying your, I mean, it's kind of like the same people who have to identify themselves with the music they listen. You know, I'm
right.
a punk.
Right.
It's like I like punk music,
well,
but I'm not.
It's all about self-identification. I mean,
crosses
over
into
that, kink.
Yeah.
You know, I am a bratty sub.
Right.
Or I am a so and so, and then you can never play outside. Which, okay, granted, I'm a dominant woman. I don't tend to sub. I have a hard time with it. But we were just talking about this.
Right.
I do have a masochistic streak, and I can bottom as far as that goes. I'm not necessarily going to call anyone master or anything,
right.
but...
You would like something done to you.
Right, but I don't identify myself as a dom. Hi, my name is, you know, Fleshvine. I'm a dom.
Right.
You know what I mean? There are so many other things to me that make me me.
Well, see, that's one of those things why I put down kinkster
right.
on FET, because I may be... the more dominant personality in our relationship at times.
But you're not embracing
a title
and taking it on.
I'm not her master. I'm not her dom. Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know, I'm not doing anything like, I like the kinky side of sex.
Right.
So there's, that's what I'm going to call myself. Right. I'm a kinkster.
Right. Or, yeah, I think that's, yeah, I think that's how Phantom has himself listed.
Right.
Yeah. You know, and I list myself as a dom, but that's on FetLife, you know what I mean? That's a,
right.
That's a certain microcosm.
But that's also there's a social networking type thing,
right.
Too. So the people you may get involved with, yeah, it's a helpful label in that particular society.
Right.
But there are people who tend to live that way.
Right. Right.
You know, that they are a master.
Yeah, and this is what I carry out into the world and shit.
Right. And it's like, that's great, but guess what? There's going to be someone above you unless you're working by yourself, but even then there's someone above you. So you may be a master in your little microcosm, but there's someone that's going to come down and stick their boot in your ass at some point.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, it's all...
I have kind of the same way.
I understand labels, but people take shit real seriously.
Yeah. It's kind of like where you... Maybe this isn't the right way to go, but it's when people define themselves as their sexuality.
Right.
You know, I'm gay. Well, that's great, but what more are you?
Having been on that side,
right,
that is a major part of it, because it does, that infuses every part of your life. Like, you know, when I first started my job and people are like, oh, what does your husband do? Because they saw my wedding ring.
Right.
It comes out and people treat you differently, that it does become something that's kind of more all-encompassing.
Yeah, but it does seem to be, if it becomes the total of what people, you know...
Well, that's just in how you interact with
people. And I think that's probably...
Because there are people who that's all they'll ever see you as.
Right.
The lesbian who said so-and-so, or the queer who said so-and-so, or the queer that did so-and-so, and that's so-and-so, and she's gay.
But I want to know more, yeah, I want to know more about you than what you do with your genitalia.
Right. Yeah, I'm just saying that's kind of how you end up moving through the world, because that's the only thing people will see you as.
Those are the people you say, fuck it, because they're not worth dealing with it.
You've got to deal with people every day. You know what I mean?
You may have to deal with people, but there is a certain... You only have to deal with them so much.
Yeah.
And if they're going to define you as what you do with your genitalia, then that's the short-sightedness of themselves. Yeah. It shouldn't be something that you wrap yourself around into, because you are more than what you do with your genitalia.
But it becomes something because of how you interact with society and how society interacts with you. It does become such a strong part of your identity, because it does become, maybe not through your choice, but through the way that you're treated, it becomes an us and them thing. It really does. I'm just saying, maybe I'm in a
microcosm of myself, because it's... I'm not allowing myself. It's kind of like the whole thing is I'm poly, but...
That doesn't define you.
It is not going to define me who I am, because, again, I am more than the sum of my genitalia.
Right. But if you walked around with two girlfriends, then people would see you and people would be like, oh, my God, that's that weird poly guy. That would be more of your identity.
That's their hang up. That's not my hang up.
No. But if that was how you interacted with the world and you were treated that way, and that was like your defining characteristic with a lot of people that you interacted with, you would understand it a little bit more, is all I'm saying. I'm just telling you, not the way I look at it,
because, again, what those people think of me isn't going to define me.
It does when you hear it every fucking day, and when you're treated every fucking day, it gets into your head, and it does become us and them. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I'm not criticizing. I know you got a view, but I've got an informed view, that's what makes it a little bit different.
No, because I live as a fat person.
Yeah.
And I know there are people out there that are going to look at me and say, as a fat person. That's their hang up. That's not me.
But we live in a fat society, though, these days.
No, honestly, fat is actually one of the few minorities that is still allowed to be made fun of.
Yeah.
And it is... I'm not claiming any kind of fat power or anything like that, but
people don't openly. People who hate fat people. They're way more rare than people who hate gay people. You don't have preachers or fucking presidents telling the whole fucking world that they don't agree with your lifestyle. Because you're a fucking fat person. You don't deserve to get married because you're a fat person. You don't deserve to be able to have the same rights as everybody else because you're a fat person.
Yeah, you do have governments that want to charge you more for your sugared soda because of fat people. They want to...
But you know, it's real different. Because I'm a fat person and have been previously a gay person.
I still, I'm just saying that it's more their hang up than your hang up. And if you allow them to get into your head,
it affects
then you're letting them win.
It affects you. If every person that you run into, you have to act a certain way or you have to cover up things or it permeates your being. Whether you think you're a tough person and you don't care or not, you care. And you adopt that otherness, whether you think that you would. You may think that you're badass and no, I don't care what those people think.
But then you act a certain way because of
the way that they do think. We should talk about something else. Because I'm just saying, that's something that, you know, that we may not ever agree on. And that's fine. That's cool. So, but speaking of, not minorities really, but I just wanted to give a quick shout out to all the girls and all the girl podcasters I've been talking to lately. And I don't know if I should use their, yeah, I should.
Yeah.
Dindrain Aaron.
Hi.
Yeah, I've been talking
Dindrain,
to her.
Yeah.
Dindrain, I love her. She's like my new friend. She's great. And she's on Need Coffee.
Yes.
She does
contribute to Need Coffee.
Yeah, she's awesome. So, hey, I don't think she listens. But if she ever does, hey.
Yeah.
And then, you know, Lee BC, she's always been, like, a lot of fun. We've always had a good time talking to her. And Rocks of Spaz House, like, I've never really talked to her that much. I've never really interacted, but she's great, too.
She's rather interesting, yeah.
She's
considering she was one of the first people to start Twittering us when we first did the podcast, she was one of the retweeters.
That's true. Yeah,
so was Lee.
True.
So was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we just want to say hi to you guys. We love you. And also Mallory Duvall, who takes so much shit from all the boys that she podcasts with.
We know there's a sex drive in there after your story, and don't let them laugh at you and keep that.
Fuck it. If there isn't, fuck it. Who cares? Just fuck it. Just, you know, I adore her. I think she's kind of great. And who else? I'm trying to think if there's anyone that I'm forgetting.
Out of the ones you listen to, probably not. I mean, there are. You'd actually be surprised how many women there actually are out there in podcasts.
When there's, I think she's going by Unleash the Fury now. She's been on a few episodes of Instant Leftovers.
Yeah.
I've never talked to her.
Yeah.
But,
A good portion of Night of the Living podcast is female.
Okay. Yeah, I haven't heard that one yet.
And of course,
JJ has some of his
girlfriend
female friends.
And his friend Tiff.
Yeah. So I just meant to hate all the ladies.
And then Shona.
And I didn't mean hate all the ladies. No, yeah, I've just been talking about my long-term dyke lifestyle. Hey, ladies. I didn't mean it creepy.
Yeah, it is kind of a cool guttural word, dyke.
Dyke.
You're just dyke. You've seen Dune, right?
Yeah.
You know, when he could more, you find out that Mor Adib is a killing word. Dyke is a killing word.
It's the same thing. Lesbians take themselves very seriously. I'm not a dyke. We don't use that word.
I'm a lesbian. Well, see, that's what I've noticed, too. The gay people who use fag take themselves a lot less seriously than the, I'm gay.
I'm a homosexual.
Homosexual.
I mean, even within the culture, there's like so many...
Well, there's cliques and everything.
And we're fucking dykes.
Yeah.
You know, we're just a bunch of dykes.
Well,
who cares?
We've talked about them. There was a group, and please come back. You threw some great parties, but the group FAG, which was gay and lesbian people throwing it, because there's actually a major convention in Atlanta in the that caters to the gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender. It's called AtlantaCon.
Right. Well, and there are groups too. I know of two groups. One is like a sci-fi, and one is like a book.
Right.
Like a sci-fi and fantasy reading.
Well, I know Outlandicon does stuff at Dragon Con. They have a table every year where they do it. They also threw a party at, I think that was the one party we hit, was the Outlandicon party at Dragon Con.
Uh-huh.
Which was fucking packed to the rim with people.
Uh-huh.
And then they had a party that I think they did the drinking party at when they did the concoction contest at Frolicon. Then they had a Saturday night party they did where they actually had the buy spin the bottle.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice. That would be hot. I would love that.
Which
I have so got to take part in that if that happens.
Aruka actually did take a part of that.
Uh-huh.
So
nice. Oh yeah, I gotta take. Oh okay. I hope I get a chance to really.
No one thinks I'm like homophobic or anything like that. It's just have my opinions. But
yeah, I mean you also have your opinions from the outside, not having experienced it, and that's cool. You just see a certain part of it,
right?
You don't see it from the inside.
Oh, well, I'm seeing it from my life,
yeah,
and knowing the few things.
And you just have different experiences, and that's I don't think anyone will think that you're homophobic.
Just because I'm not into it. I mean, if you guys are into it, that's fine. It's just I'm who I am.
What do you mean by you guys?
The people who are into it.
Just kidding.
See, she tried to get on to me, and I just said, you know, the guys who are into it, you guys. That group there that enjoy doing stuff like that.
I'm just kidding.
And that now just inculpates everybody, because that's you guys who are into that you like to do.
Right. Okay. Our iPod iPhone application. Oh,
Jesus.
Yeah, this is me changing the subject. Our iPhone application for the week. And I think really we should start doing this.
Yeah, I guess so, but I mean, I've only got...
Well, we've had the robot voice and the fail button.
Yes, but
those
were...
Which were wildly successful. Somebody mentioned... I think it was Javendor who mentioned the... I think he said the fail button was epic.
Yeah.
Something wildly complimentary.
But see, it wasn't
like
something that we decided to make a bit. It was something that we...
No, that we just happened upon, but I think we should start making it like, oh, this is what I found on my iPhone.
Well, I don't really look for that many apps. That's just it.
Well,
I
mean, and see, now you
will. I do have a good bit of apps. I
now
do have,
you will.
Like, three screens of...
Yeah, and, well, yeah. I've got, like, four. So, yeah. Okay, so the app for this week, Phantom got me to sign up for... Okay. He got me to sign up for Foursquare. And what that is you can tweet the things that you're doing in your city. And you can also do a to-do list of things that you want to do in your city. And you can do a list of things that people should do in your city. So what happens is, like, you pick your favorite restaurant, you say, order so-and-so, it'll rock your world or whatever. That's a thing that's out there that people, when they pick up their iPhones, they can look for things that are close to them that they do. When they go do it and they check it off, when you do so many of these things, you earn badges, which is stupid. You know, it's fucking stupid online currency. But it's
groovy.
It is. It's groovy. Thanks.
Give me some sugar, baby.
What is that? I've never heard that one.
Okay, if you're going to do that, you have yours, and I found one. There are two of them, but MGM put them out, and they're soundboards.
Oh, okay.
One is the RoboCop soundboard.
Is that what that was from?
No, this one is Army of Darkness.
Okay, that makes sense.
Shop smart. Shop S-smart.
Nice.
You got that?
Of course, they've got my favorite line of the movie.
Good, bad, I'm the guy with the gun.
Nice. I need to go back and watch that movie.
Yeah, and then, of course... That's the only thing I don't like, is that you got to go through the whole MGM Roaring Lion to get to them.
Oh, I see.
And this one, which has just got some great, where is it?
Your move, creep.
That's from RoboCop?
Yeah, this is RoboCop.
I never liked RoboCop.
And then there's,
Dead or alive, you are coming with me.
Nice.
Okay. I just love the fact that the guy actually had someone from Juilliard teach him how to walk that way.
Really?
Yep. They actually had a dance instructor from Juilliard to get down the what would be a if you were actually a cyborg type thing and
okay.
to
cool.
teach teach whoever that is, and I can't remember because it's James Wood and someone else that are like, it's one of those things like people get Bill Paxton and Bill Pullman mixed up. For a while, it was James Wood and the other guy that was in like RoboCop and Buckaroo Banzai and stuff.
Right.
That's where you get them mixed up.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So.
Okay. So my assignment for you, because you know you're not a Subway and probably won't do it, but
no, probably not.
I think you should sign up for Foursquare.
Maybe, because I could sign up because I've got Urban Spoon, and you can actually sign up and like join friends and stuff like that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it doesn't necessarily have to be the join friends thing, but do a list so that you can go and like, you can see all my shit that I'd like to do around town and be like, yo.
Maybe. You need to your name out of there.
Awesome.
That one's for Lee. Here you go. Yeah. That's the hockey buzzer.
Excellent. Okay, we should wrap up.
Okay.
Yeah, we're at 108.
Yeah.
That was my fault because I wrote a list, and by God, I was going to cover every
thing. Realize our longest tangents had nothing to do with what was on the list.
Right, I know. As is usually the case.
Which usually makes for the more interesting topics.
Right, that's usually the case.
Yeah.
So, all right.
More fun that way.
Well, we don't have to do a close because we recorded a special pre-recorded close.
Yes.
So, anything else that we want to say?
You're
going to Kiwi Prom this weekend.
You like my penis.
I know, I have enjoyed it. I have enjoyed it on several occasions, actually. And, I recommend Bill's penis.
This weekend, which will be the past weekend for you guys, will...
So hopefully by the time this comes out, there will be some pictures up on the blog, which is will be mentioned at the end. Fuck it.
Maybe.
Yeah, come on, put the pictures up. You know you want to.
Oh, no, just we're bad about taking pictures. We both have cameras, and we're horrible about and the iPhone, and we're
but
still
it's
horrible.
Prom. It's kinky prom. It's like picture-taking paradise.
We'll do something. Yeah. We'll.
Okay.
I don't know if we can get our asses and use the camera. That's the thing.
Well, and in 8 days, I'm going to go see Phantom. I'm going up to Maryland. So that's exciting.
She's going to go get crabs.
He's not into shellfish, so I probably won't eat crabs. And he's clean. so no crabs in Maryland.
It sucks, because those are supposed to have the best crabs.
I know, right?
And we're not wrapping up.
Have you ever heard The Crab Louse by Lords of Acid? That's like one of my favorite songs ever. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. That's it.
Goodbye.
Bye.
We will be chopping out the bye anyway.
Yeah. Okay, guys, you can reach us at kinkyandthegeek.wordpress.com.
And at Twitter, kinkyandthegeek.
Also MySpace under kinkyandthegeek.
We also have FetLife now, kinkyandthegeek.
And kinkyandthegeek@gmail.com.
You can reach us individually at mightybill.multiply.com. Also mightybill on FetLife, mightybill, one word, on Twitter, and my Gmail at mytbill.go@gmail.com.
And you can find me at fleshfine.com. You can find me on FetLife under Fleshfine, Fleshfine on Twitter, and fleshfine@gmail.com.
You can also reach our wonderful web slave, follow her on Twitter, aruka_UUL, at RIUKA_YUYWELL.
And also follow the fabulous Phantom V48, the editor for Check vs. Mel, and also my editing mentor. You guys be good.
Or be good at it.
Bye.
Bye.